Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. What Jerry Jones had to say about the future of this Cowboy and other stuff this morning with Sean and RJ. We'll talk about that right here. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Looks like many people are already getting their holiday week started as traffic's been quite light on my way in. Got here today in 26 minutes, Brian, and it was depressing to find out that's all it should take.
Yeah.
26 minutes to Sunnyvale. You know, a lot of these drives, it's been 45 or an hour, so I appreciate everybody staying home, getting that holiday time in with their family. How about Jerry Jones on George Pickens today with Sean and RJ? Said we have two number one receivers. There's nothing we can gain from speculating about his contract. The bottom line is we're in good shape. He's playing better than we ever could have anticipated. He is an outstanding teammate. Do you guys take that to the bank that, you know, we did just have the Micah thing. They said they would, you know, never let play somewhere else, and that changed. Do you think when he says, I can't imagine him playing anywhere else in 2026, that's rock solid right now? Or well, just Jerry being Jerry.
Nothing is rock solid.
Yeah, unless he makes Jerry mad, you know, or something. I thought it's interesting. Joel Corey had an interesting tweet about this, about the whole Pickens thing.
Yeah.
He says, George, this is, I'm just reading this tweet. George Pickens is going to get a franchise tag whether he likes it or not. The wide receiver number projects to about 9% of the 2026 salary cap. It's 8.5 in 2025. At this percentage, the 2026 salary cap will be close to a $31 million tag for him. So that's what they're going to do. I mean, he's right. I mean, Joel, what you have to do. You have to, you know, tag him the number, put it on the books, and if you can negotiate something different, great. If you're not, he'd be foolish to walk away from $31 million for 1 year, being he's making, what, $3.8 million now, $4 million. Be foolish to walk away from that. That's $31 million in his pocket right there, just signing the tag.
It's going to be like quadruple of his total career earnings.
Yeah,
and it's hard to say, but yeah. I don't imagine as a player you would hire Muligeta unless you wanted that shark. You know, that's going to negotiate things as strong as possible. And I would ask the Cowboys if we're heading down that direction and Muligeta's like, no, it's going to be $40 million or we're going to walk and we're not playing for the tag. Just pay him. We've done plenty of contracts with players that aren't nearly as good. But what we can't do is go through that crap again in the offseason to be talking about it every day at training camp. That would be miserable. I hope Jerry doesn't think that there's value in that again, because I think it's run its course. We need a break from this.
Well, the thing is, you know, you tag him, then there's a possibility of you holding the rights for a trade.
And if you want to do that, do it in March.
Yeah, I don't particularly. I'm not interested in trading the player myself, but you got to protect yourself. I mean, you made the trade. You're the one that took the player on when, and then the player delivered. Give him credit.
Yeah, it's one of the great trades in sports history.
Yeah.
Like what they've pulled off so far.
For a third round pick to get that guy, that kind of player?
He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing, and it just sucks that they lost to Carolina and Arizona, because if you hadn't lost those games, you'd be heading towards the playoffs, and you would be that team at this point that nobody wants to see in that wild card round. You know, maybe top five offense, top 10 defense is what you're looking at.
You're going to fall probably a game short. Don't you think there's that?
It feels like that's likely. I mean, especially now, like the 49ers 8-4, you're going to need some help. You're going to need these teams to start dropping some games. I think the Cowboys are very capable of doing their part and going on a run here with the way they're playing. I said it yesterday at the line of scrimmage. But gosh, you're absolutely right. It's the Cardinals game number one.
Yeah.
You should never have lost that game. But the Carolina game two, that's it. And if CD plays in that game, I think you win. I mean, that's how close it was. I mean, you were able to move the football. It's just unfortunate right at the end of the game there when you needed a drive, you weren't able to get one.
And they could have beaten Chicago too. They were only down 10 when George Pickens gave the ball to the opposition. Yeah. And the Bears going like a 9-minute drive. You get the ball back, you're down 17. Like, you were about to make it a one-score game, and maybe that one would have gotten close. So there's three really regrettable defeats on there. I don't know about the wild card picture, but I think if you win five more games, you're in. At 10-6-1, you're in. And shoot, I mean, how many games out there are, so you got to win two out of the three against the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Lions. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Chargers are at home, Chiefs are at home. Go lose to Detroit. And then take care of business against Minnesota, Washington, or New York. That's happening. You're winning those three games. You're at 8 already. You know, you gotta win two out of those other three, and maybe the Cowboys are gonna, you know, figure out a way to be healthy enough and have the momentum to go do that. So I can't rule it out, but it's looking less and less likely that 9-7-1 could get you in. But if I was in the building, I would say, guys, we've never paid two wide receiver ones at the same time. This is the time to do it. We haven't won anything in 3 decades. And let's see what 2026 would look like. If we absolutely hate it, then we can trade one of them and get a ton of draft capital back. But we're not marrying ourselves to the idea of having two number one wide receivers for the rest of their careers. We're taking an opportunity here in 2026 with Dak approaching his mid-30s to see if this could be a difference maker in an offseason to address the weaknesses that are still on this team, taking advantage of Quinnen Williams. We're going to keep Kenny Clark. You know, we're going to address our needs conservatively in free agency once again, hope to nail those two first-round picks, and, you know, hope that Revel and Carson as corners are there, and Logan Wilson and Overshown are a good linebacker upgrade. I think we're within striking distance. This is a rare opportunity with two guys in their absolute prime at wide receiver to try to make a push for the Super Bowl. Once we get our next Super Bowl, you know, I think it's been proven out. You can go multiple decades. But that, to me, that's about to expire. That would be my concern, is we have now an entire generation that is having kids. Like, this generation is 30 years old, and now we're about to have their kids grow up in this. With the cynicism their parents have towards the Cowboys, don't be surprised if more and more of them are fans of whatever the hot team is out there. So you need to reinvest again in the future, and I don't know how you're going to have a better opportunity than with this nasty group of defensive tackles, these wide receivers, and Dak still getting the job done. Now's the time to go for it.
Yeah, this is the window. It's inexcusable not to.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully, you know, people are having that conversation up there. But you know, the Joneses are going to argue back, guys, we don't pay two wide receiver ones because that's a misallocation of assets. It only works if you have one of them on their rookie contract, which still applies to George Pickens. Like, they had Gallup and Cooper. They were paying one as a wide receiver one and the other one as a wide receiver two. And then you traded CeeDee Lamb on top of that. But as Lamb approached time to get paid, you know, you had to move on from Amari Cooper. Okay, what else is cooking here? Congrats to George Pickens, though. I don't know if we're talking enough about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season.
Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
About how amazing he is and how awesome that trade was. And congrats to the Cowboys for getting that job done as well. I did see a Steelers side, and they're getting madder and madder thing is playing out. Filippone, the guy who got his nipples pierced when they lost to the Bengals, he posted total EPA. And by the way, he dodged a tiger on his ass tattoo when they beat Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. Right. I was kind of hoping Cincinnati would win that game. But Pickens' total EPA for the season is at 71, above expectation. Second best is Puka Nacua at 59. Smith and Jigba's at 58. McBride, actually a tight end, is fourth at 47. He's amazing. He's like a running back that's built like a tight end once he gets the ball in his hands. And then Stephon Diggs, 44. Jalen Waddle, 42. That's like your top six. And then through 15, it's in the 30s. So outside of the top six, George Pickens has twice as many expected points added than every other wide receiver in the NFL, and it's not too far before it's 3 and 4 times. Like, what we're seeing here is not just amazing, but it's historic in what he's doing and how much better he is compared to the competition.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we talked about when we got him was like he's not much of a separator, but right now he's fourth in the league in separation win rate. CeeDee Lamb is actually slightly ahead of him in that, but Pickens is creating separation. He's second in the league in yards after contact per reception. His missed tackles forced at the wide receiver position is top five. And he's been as dominant a receiver as you could imagine.
What would Tennessee have to offer you? They're going to have the number one pick probably. They're going to trade down because they have their quarterback, and they're going to have picks 4 and maybe a 1 next year, and maybe what's it going to take from Tennessee for you to go, okay, we'll tag and trade George to you, because they want him.
Oh,
Titans are like, we need a player for our guy.
Oh, well,
if you're not two number one team, what is the number? There's a price for everything. Is it 2 1s? You could flip a 3 into 2 1s for George Pickens?
I would say yes.
And one of them's a top five pick?
In a second.
Yeah, because if you franchise tag him, right, and then he goes to another team, don't you get 2 first-round picks?
Yeah.
2 1s?
Unless you just...
Well, it depends on... And man, I mess up the rules all the time.
It's like the exclusive franchise tag?
Yeah, it's a certain tender you have to make. It's the exclusive rights and stuff like that. So... there's a certain way that you set it up to make sure you
get... Because you get time to match the offer, or you get the 2 first-round picks.
Sure.
Yeah, 2 first-round picks would get it done, especially if one's Tennessee's in the top five. Kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, if Mike is worth 2 1s and a Kenny Clark, if Quinnen Williams is worth a 1 and a 2, I wouldn't be surprised if the value could get that high for old GP there. On Hall of Fame semifinalists Darren Woodson and Jason Witten, Jerry said Woody should have already been in the Hall of Fame years ago, and Jason Witten is a first ballot selection. I don't think either going to get in. You know, I don't bet against streaks. That's the way this thing's heading with Woody, even though I agree with Brian and Jerry belongs in there a long time. But I just don't know if Witten's going to be a first ballot. That'd be really exciting, but that'd be a surprise for me.
I don't think that he is going to be. I mean, if you just look at the other people in this class, like Breeze and I think Larry Fitzgerald, like those guys to me are surefire, and they usually don't put more than 2 or 3 first ballot guys in. I just think it's going to be tough for him to get in first ballot this year. But in Witten's prime, you talk about all-around tight end, blocking and receiving. Yes, I mean, I thought he was somewhat underrated because you had the era of like the Antonio Gateses and others that might have put up more flashy numbers than Witten did sometimes, but he definitely deserves to be a Hall of Famer. I'd be shocked if he's a first ballot guy.
Yeah, he'll get in there in the next couple of years, bare minimum. And I was trying to think of, out of all these great tight ends, a lot. I mean, I guess Gronk. But then you got to take the injuries. Like, how, if you were going to start a team and you're like, you could have Gronk with all of his injuries, he's better than Witten when healthy, but Witten's going to be healthier. I don't know how. I don't know the right answer to that. You know, I know with Witten, like, even a lacerated spleen that's threatening his life isn't going to keep him out of the game. Popping his helmet off isn't going to stop him.
Breaking his jaw comes back the next week.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez might be the GOAT. You mentioned Gates. There's a lot of other players in there, but I think Kelsey and. You know, he's probably one of the very few that would be maybe a consensus pick over Witten. But not many of those guys, the greats, stayed healthy. Like, maybe George Kittle should be in that conversation now. But same thing with Gronk. There's just too many injuries, and that availability is huge in here. Okay, while talking about the importance of the Thanksgiving Day game, Jerry said, I spent a lot of time getting these Cowboys out. I'll put the Cowboys in a Poodle magazine. I'll put him in any house organ that's moving out there. Don't know what he meant by that, but he said maybe you don't have that many fans over in that area. But when they do catch a look, then they're positive about the Cowboys because they saw it in their point of interest. That's the way you do it. So on Thanksgiving, you get a huge amount of that audience that doesn't watch games most of the time. So a lot of them will be Cowboys fans, and I like that. Just continuing to invest in trying to find audiences where you don't have one already.
Yeah, but you're getting killed by the Swift fans, right, in this one? Aren't you with Kansas City? Like, people that don't often watch the games, they're gonna the Swifties are the ones that get you in these games, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna be Kansas City's going to be the television darling, aren't they, in this one?
This is it's gonna be, without question, I think, the most watched regular season game in the history of the sport. Yeah.
You got a lot of Swiftie haters, though, you know? And maybe if you win the game, a non-pop music fan, you know, there's big opportunity to harvest here. Yeah. Maybe some of them are. There's a lot of people annoyed by the Swifties, right?
I kind of feel like that they generate a lot of eyes for Kansas City, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're all trying to get a glimpse of, are they going to show Taylor in the suite? You know, and maybe that's worn off a little bit, but yes, you'll get people that did not ever watch football that will watch just to try and see Taylor.
Yeah,
which is weird.
It is weird, but hey, they love her.
But these people are tuning in, and I think as kids, you know, if you're not in a market with a football team, the first game you tune into, that team wins, and you've been pulling them for 3 hours, that could lock you in for life.
Good.
And then you start following football, you see the Cowboys are everywhere, it's easy.
And then you do a Google search and realize what the last 30 years has looked like.
Yeah.
And then you realize you don't want to be 43 years old.
Six most wins in all of the National Football League over the last decade or whatever it is.
Oh, no, there was a time. There was a time. I mean, seriously, it's trust me, I for 20 years, season tickets, never saw a losing season. Never, you know, always was in the playoffs, always in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know what's happened, man.
Dad's saying you might want to rethink that, son.
Yeah.
Son's like, it's our year.
Yeah.
So you're about what? What age do you think it is where it hits Cowboys fans like, oh, crap?
How old are you, old Chuck?
Mid-20s, I don't know, 20, 22. I mean, it's just you still have the hope, but you know, like, the reality of it is the way this thing's run and up, like, even this year, even now. They were too late to the damn party, as always. They finally traded for Quinnen Williams and did something. We knew they had issues well before this. Like, you knew in training camp.
Jerry told you he tried to trade for Quinnen Williams.
And you know what? Credit there. They tried the Micah, Micah deal.
If they knew Micah was going to be such a problem, he probably could have done this in the draft.
Again, yeah. I mean, maybe if the emotions, you know, it took that. It took the emotional, flip to switch here. Okay, now we've got an issue here with the contract stuff. Now I'm open to trading Micah. When other people in the building were like, you should probably be open to trading Micah. But it took him to realize after you had the issue with the contract to say, okay, let's do that. You know, it's just it's the way the operations run. I mean, that's how it is. Now, credit them for finally doing it. Now they're in a position where, a big weakness is a strength for them, and they're good at the line of scrimmage, and that's great for the future. But it is. It's a tough team. It's been a challenging team to consistently root for.
Well, we're going to talk more about them coming up next. We got the C-Note. Krusty's Corner is coming up right around the corner as well there at about 3:40. So at least back-to-back Cowboys segments as we continue to evaluate the Chiefs. Is the dynasty dead for now? Okay, are you ready to bury him here for 2025? That's coming up next, The Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.